I didn't drink my coffee.
Usually I go in the morning, but I was just kind of tired.
It is Weekend Weebs episode, I think, 55? I don't know. I think it's 55. I'll look it up in a second. But it's December 19, 2023. I'm Alonzo here, my co-host Jason. How you doing?
Doing great.
I'm sorry, it's 56. That's good.
A lot of our shows are coming to an end.
Yeah, I was about to say, how do you feel? Is it setting in? Is the end setting in for you? Is what I was trying to say.
Is the end setting in? I guess. I don't know. A lot of these shows have been going on for like almost 30 weeks. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, really only two of them. JJK and Kenshin. But JJK took like, you know, that little hiatus. What was it, 2 weeks?
It was 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure.
3 weeks, and then came back. So, but Kenshin's been going strong. Zom is, yeah. But at least we get the finale on Monday.
Coming in for a fourth quarter ending, right? Kenshin, I really didn't think it was going to be stopping.
Oh, yeah, but the way that episode ended, I'm like, dang, okay. But it has been 24 episodes, so.
Hmm.
Pretty long.
I didn't think it was going to end.
He is no longer a Rurouni.
Or he is a Rurouni. He's becoming a Rurouni again. Right?
He's about to be... No, he's about to be Hitoriki.
I thought he said he was... He's like,
he said I'm after. He'll become another Rurouni after. Okay. But he said he has to go, you know, basically kill that dude.
Yeah, he said he's not sure. Do you think he'll kill him?
I think he has to.
Does he have to kill him?
I think he has to, unless he, I mean, basically, we'll talk about this after. We can talk about JJK first. Yeah.
Okay. How'd you feel about the episode?
Thought it was great. I thought Yuji acted how I wanted him to act. You know what I'm saying? He turned into a menace for good, though, not for bad.
You know, that's one of the things I love about Gege, because he says his story is one where there are no good guys or bad guys, and everyone's just fighting for their own motivations. But I feel like in his story, there's a clear line between good guy and bad guy.
Between what, the curses and the sorcerers?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like, curses, I don't think there's been a good curse. Single curse that, like, you know, has brought good. Because most of them are formed from fear. And then they just create more fear and negativity in the world. So, and I'm pretty sure those are the bad guys.
Yeah, and I feel like their actions are, like, undoubtedly evil.
Yeah.
Like, they just kill a hell of people. Innocent people. Just chilling. But I guess they're, in their mind, it's like, well, we're born from
them.
Your
mistakes
or your
thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
And feelings, yeah.
So who's really the bad guy? I guess you could look at it that way.
I mean, sorcerers kind of just only serve the purpose to stop curses from killing regular people. That's like their whole job. But there's some, you know, sorcerers who have their opinions. For instance, Ghetto felt like, why even have regular humans, you know, because they're the reasons, you know, curses are being born. So if we eliminate regular humans, we eliminate.
I feel
so
like Ghetto's
I can see him
evil.
Being a bad guy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can see him being a bad guy. But aside from that, most of the sorcerers that we know, at least from now, only really fight curses. That's it. They just stop curses. They don't really do anything else. So I mean, I guess he could say there's no good or bad guys, but what does he mean by that necessarily? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's kind of like what Mahito was saying, where it's like we're just like two sides of the coin, basically. We're fighting a war. Curses versus sorcerers. I have my motivations. You have your motivations. It's not really like a hero coming in to beat the bad guys type of thing. Like, that's what you thought it was. But it's just two sides warring. And I guess at the end, Yuji kind of took that mentality. And he was like, you know what? You're right. Like, I do just want to kill you. And, like, if you come back, I'll kill you again. And I'll just keep killing you. Because I kill curses. That's what I do.
Yeah. I guess.
You guess?
I don't know. I don't feel like that's his only reason for saying that. I mean, I guess he said that, but it's like, at the end of the day, if Mahito wasn't killing people, he wouldn't be trying to kill Mahito.
That's true. But do you think that Yuji, like, changed? I feel like he changed after this.
I don't think he changed. I just feel like he was just saying that, but I do think he changed in the sense of, like, this is what has to be done, and I can't think too much on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he was thinking about it too much.
Yeah. So you don't think after this that Yuji won't have any more lapses, like, gripes of judgment of killing people?
Or has he really had problems with killing curses, though, prior to this?
I mean, they weren't curses per se. He hasn't had any issue killing curses, but like with
he doesn't like killing transfigured humans. But those aren't humans anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, those aren't.
Yeah, that's true. And the
that's what I don't
wombs,
like. That's what I don't
the cursed
like.
Wombs. He kind of felt a little bit away that they weren't, that they were like kind of human.
Yeah, you got the one guy who's pretty human, who he fought. In
the
Chosen
just looks human in general.
Yeah.
The other two are kind of like,
yeah,
you could kind
of
look.
Well, one of them,
it,
one of them looked human. One of them looked, the other one just looked completely like a transfigured human.
Yeah.
But the other one that was like tan and like muscular, he looked pretty human.
It was just his back.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. That's because he hasn't had any problems like exercising curses from what I can remember. It's only the transfigured humans he's having like second guesses about, which doesn't make sense to me because they're not there anymore. Like, their soul has been manipulated to not even be human anymore. They may have began as humans, but they're like gone. And I feel like Mahito even told him that, like, dude, these aren't, like, they're dead. They're just, they're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not there anymore. That's not.
I think he just feels bad. I don't know. I don't know. What
so I feel like he's gotten over that. I hope.
Okay.
But I don't think he's changed necessarily. I still feel like he wanted to kill Mahito. I just feel like he's understanding, like, all right, let me just stop overthinking a lot of this stuff and just do what I'm supposed to do.
Did the death of Boogie Woogie impact you?
Not really. It's funny because that you said that, because at first I didn't think he lost that ability. I was like, okay, he just lost his hand. They could just give him another hand. But everybody was like, no, he can't use it anymore. I looked it up. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of dumb. Like,
I don't get it either.
I don't get, like, he could just clap his chest or something. Like, why does it have to be his hand in particular? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then we seen him freaking clap with no hands. Turbulence, man. He used turbulence.
Well,
you know
okay. The first time, okay. So after he loses his hand, he does it twice, right?
No, I'm talking about in the subway when he blocked Mahito's two swords with his hands, and then he just clapped and switched places.
Oh yeah, what was that? People were saying he clapped his cheeks. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Turbulence. He could use turbulence, man. He could just use turbulence.
I don't know.
But then he was saying, like, you don't need hands to clap. It's just an admiration of your soul. But he was just saying that to trick him, to think they were going to switch places. And then they didn't switch places. And then he was like, what?
That's when
he got punched in the face. But they didn't explain how he switched places when he was holding both his hands.
Yeah.
So,
and he also slapped Mahito's hand and switched places.
Yeah, yeah, to switch places.
It'll probably be one of those things. That
but one thing, another thing I was seeing they were saying is that since he slapped his hand, it anytime, because you know he manipulates your soul. They were saying even though it was for that brief moment, he manipulated his cursed energy in his hand so that he could no longer do that move. That's what somebody was saying. That's one theory I read. Like, because he clapped his, like, gave him a high five. Basically, he transfigured his hand to no longer be able to do that ever again. But I'm like, I don't know. I need the creator to actually be like, yeah, this is why he can't use it anymore. Because him not having another hand, I just don't buy it.
That's a super stretch.
Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking about when I was in the shower, I was like, why didn't Mahito just like go for his head instead of his hand? Like, why didn't he just kill him?
When he slapped,
when he uses domain expansion, he transfigured his hand. Why didn't he transfigure his head?
Oh, transfigure his head. I don't know.
I thought about maybe he was just super focused on the technique, but he could just killed him. I feel like that was just something I was thinking about. Just a shower thought. One more thing about the hand. When he lost it, I was like, maybe he could just get a mechanical hand.
That's what I was thinking.
It'd be the same thing.
Like, hand, yeah.
Isn't it just all about cursed energy? Not necessarily like your physical body.
Contact. I don't know. That's what I was thinking, but I don't know. Because another thing, honestly, you know what's crazy? My prediction for them beating Mahito was not how it went. I really thought what was going to happen is that this was before I realized that Yuji doesn't know that, or maybe Yuji does know. I think Yuji does know that he can't manipulate his soul because Sukuna will like stop him.
He knows
but
that.
But I thought what they're going to do is Todo was going to let him like touch him. But right when he touched him, he was going to clap and switch places with Yuji. And then he would be touching Sukuna. And Sukuna would be like, all right, I already told you once. You done fucked up. And then that was just going to be it. That's how I thought they were going to win. But maybe they're just, he's not like, I know that would have to be like perfect instantaneous, you know, like simultaneously clap. But at the end of the day, they do Black Flash. So if they can do a Black Flash, you can say, okay, he just timed it perfectly. Like soon as he touched him, they clapped. At the same time. And then it, you know. But that's what I thought was going to happen. I thought that would have been a little. I'm not going to say it would have been cooler. But I think that would have been better fighting strategy. Low key. Because, like, that's such a huge disadvantage for Mahito. That he can't use his technique on Yuji. Which they kind of already talk about that throughout the whole fight. Yeah,
that's the reason but why if you could, foes.
Yeah. And if you could, you know, trick him into thinking that he can transfigure you and then you swap places with Yuji at the last moment. I know like the degree of difficulty is probably like insanely hard, but we've seen multiple Black Flashes go off throughout this. you know what I'm saying? So if they could, you know, so and not only that, but
I think
freaking Todo gave him a high five. So in that moment, he really, really he could have high fived him and then swap places with Yuji, and Yuji has his hand out in the high five, and they're still touching. And then that would have been, you know, but then we wouldn't have got this moment with Yuji, you know, walking him down and everything. But I thought that would have been kind of cool. I thought that would have been. I guess that wouldn't have been a dub for Yuji though, because Yuji wouldn't have really done anything. It would have just been Sukuna.
Yeah, it would have been a repeat
bailing them out
of the same thing. And the only thing I'll say maybe why they didn't do the Sukuna thing is. They did say that Mahito was the fastest out of all of them. Like, Todo was the slowest reactor once he uses domain expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So I see why. And that's also the first time we've ever seen Mahito's domain expansion, like, actually work on someone. Because he used it three times, and we've never actually seen, like, how he hit someone. I thought he was going to use it, and then...
Wait, but didn't he use simple domain? I thought Todo used a simple domain, but he just used his regular curse technique to get to his hand.
Todo used a simple domain. I think he was just too slow.
Okay.
Because they were saying he was the slowest. Yuji was
second. Oh, because he braced first, right? Didn't he brace and then he used a simple domain? He did like something and then...
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. But I didn't think Mahito's, like his surefire hit would just be like a... Like it reminded me of like Amaterasu or something where it just like pops up. At that location. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought he would have to, like, at least, like, run over or something.
Yeah, because it didn't work on Megamaru.
Yeah. But he uses, I guess
he used a simple domain thing.
Yeah.
But did he do that? I thought he did it, like, while he was in the mech suit.
He did.
But the mech suit didn't get, like, destroyed. I guess it's not flesh. That's not, it's an inanimate object, so that's probably why it didn't. But
And his symbol domain was weird. It was like in a capsule or something.
Yeah. And he had a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
That was a weird thing. Let me see. I'm gonna do it all about that.
So Boogie Woogie gone. I think it sucks. I mean, he can just create a new curse technique.
I hope he doesn't just retire. I want to see more of Toto. I also want to see him. Oh,
he's still like borderline. He's what, first grade, right?
He's grade one, I think.
Right, yeah. He can still put in work without his curse technique. I think he can. But I gotta also figure out, can you learn more than one curse technique? Because Sukuna has more than one. He's learned multiple. But
yeah, Sukuna's the only person that I know of.
With multiple?
Yeah. And Gojo, but those are like hereditary.
Those, yeah, he was born with those though.
Like Sukuna's the only person that I know that has two different techniques that have nothing to do with each other. And he's like God tier. So I don't know if anyone else is gonna be able to do that. But how do you feel about Mahito as a character?
Oh, I thought he was cool. His transformation was alright.
His transformation was kinda silly to me. I kinda preferred like his that regular he like... version.
Oh really?
I feel like he just looked like you know the special grades, like the average ones.
Yeah, but yeah, the average ones, yeah.
Like he looked like one of those, but like I don't know, kinda looked like a Resident Evil monster or something. It was interesting. It's just not what I expected. That's all. I prefer his base look, I think.
So yeah, he can learn some more curse techniques. So what Gojo has is an innate technique.
Okay.
Innate techniques you're born with, and they usually manifest around the age of 5 or 6. That's what this wiki is saying. And it says curse techniques often require hand signs, empowered words, or gestures to activate.
So it's saying anyone can learn a curse technique?
Yeah. But like anybody, you can't learn 6 eyes, or you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like that's innate. Those ones are you're born with, but you can learn and create curse techniques.
So like why did Gojo say like you don't have a curse technique?
It says when an individual refers to their own personal curse technique, they're generally talking about their innate technique. So Gojo's probably saying you don't have an innate, like you're not born with one, but
he didn't even mention. I feel like no one.
But Gojo doesn't mention anything. Yeah, but Gojo never mentions anything. You know what I mean? Like he's always
that's true. Very, it is Gojo.
Yeah.
I just feel like no one in the series, like we haven't seen anyone learn a technique besides like Yuta, who like copies techniques.
Yeah, he creates them too. He uses he created the megaphone.
Yeah. But besides him, no one else, like there hasn't been a mention of like technique learning class or anyone else showing any other techniques besides their innate techniques, except Sukuna.
You got reverse curse technique.
That's
everybody
true.
Can do that.
No, everyone can't do reverse.
Well, not everybody can do it, but you can learn it. It's a special type, you know, like Yuta used it. Gojo uses it on himself to heal his body all the time. And I'm pretty sure that's what most healers use. But that's not innate, you know, like.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe it's like, I feel like maybe it's just for top tier characters.
Yeah.
Just the best of the best can do those things. And Shoko.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yuji already talked about, do you think Mahito will live? I'm kind of having mixed feelings. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we talked on the game. I kind of told you what I think is going to happen. Since Geto showed up at the end, or Kenjaku showed up at the end, and you know, since Kenjaku has Geto's body, he can use his curse technique, his powers. So, and he was like, should I save you or should I not save you? And I think he'll give him an option of like, hey, I can, you know, consume you and basically pull you out whenever I need you, and you know, you do what I tell you to do, but you won't die, you'll still be alive. And I think Mahito will say no to that, but Kenjaku being Kenjaku, or you know, I don't think he'll care what his answer is. He's just gonna take him, you know, because like Mahito's power is really useful. Like it's you know, he can manipulate your soul and transfigure you to anything. Like he with Mekamaru, in his case, he transfigured his body to no longer have any illnesses or ailments. And so he was just a regular, his body was just normal. So essentially you can heal somebody, you could kill somebody, you could, he even gave, what's his name, curse energy.
Junpei?
He gave him a technique. So that is a crazy, ability to have. So I think he'll just take them and use them regardless of what his answer is. That's what I think. So I don't think he dies.
It's kind of like,
Which is kind of like, it's just anime timing, or not even anime, just storytelling. Because Yuji could have killed him way faster, but instead he just stalked him and walked him down.
I wasn't satisfied with this.
When he punched the ground, he misses.
Yeah.
What the heck? Or
I was not satisfied by this. It was cool, the snow and the wolf and the bunnies and whatever.
And they were saying the snow is supposed to be a parallel to Sukuna. Because his was fire when he fought Jogo.
Really?
And this was snow.
That's cool.
Well, I'm not going to say that's what they said, but somebody had a side-by-side. And it showed both of them. One was in the snow, the other one was in fire. To kind of show the two sides of Yuji.
Okay.
I wonder why they did. That's probably why they did snow. But Yuji has never done anything with ice.
No.
So it's why? I don't know.
Maybe just because he's supposed to be a wolf.
Yeah.
In the snow. But yeah. I wish he would have just killed him. I don't know what's going to happen. Probably something super dramatic. But we'll see.
But that's what I think. That's my prediction, is that Kenjaku is just going to take him and absorb him. And, he doesn't die. He dies, but he doesn't die. He doesn't have free will anymore, but
I don't know what his ability and power is. I want to see Yuji kill him.
I wanted to see Yuji kill him,
Do you think Maymay died since Kenjaku's there?
Oh, yeah, she probably got bodied. We didn't even see that fight.
I've heard that Gege is known for off-screen.
Oh, definitely does that a lot.
Yes,
she probably got clapped.
I hope she didn't die.
That was probably no diff, bro. It probably was no diff because she kind of had some struggle. I'm not gonna say she had some struggle, but she had to. It took her some time to beat the smallpox curse.
Yeah,
he's like, I didn't expect you to win. All right, so I don't think her brother's probably dead too.
I hope not. I feel like that would just be a waste.
They talked and she becomes evil because she has, this weird complex of unless you have use to me, so maybe.
I don't think she would go that far.
You don't think so? The way she was talking, she was like, if you don't have, I don't know, man.
I think she's just greedy for money. I don't think she would switch money? Sides.
I don't know. We didn't think Mekamaru was going to switch sides.
That's true.
We didn't even know about Mekamaru switching sides. It just happened. So I don't know. I think because they were talking before they fought and she was like, I thought you were dead. So I think she might put it together like this is not him, but it's him, but it's not him. And then they might have had some conversation or something. And maybe they didn't fight or maybe they fought for a brief moment. And she proposed something or he proposed something and they came to an agreement. But if they did come to an agreement, I would assume it would be some pact involved because she's way smarter than those two girls to just do a deal with the curse without a pact. But that's this is my out there, super out there predict. That's what I think. But I think that would cause some. It would be great for the story and it would add more layers to it. But that's probably not what happened. She probably did just lose and got killed. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Got two episodes left. It was announced at Jump Festa that the manga's ending next year.
Yeah. I saw that.
And this is just MAPPA related. Chainsaw Man movie,
right? Oh, I thought you were talking about JJK. They said JJK is coming back in 2025.
They said that?
I thought I seen the poster. It was 2025, which is good. That's a whole year.
I know, but I was about to go on about
MAPPA Chainsaw Man
announcing the Chainsaw Man movie. and this show called like Butchigiri and Hell's Paradise season 2 next year.
I seen that they said Hell's Paradise, all the people on board for animation, none of them did combat animation prior to that.
Interesting.
They were all like slice of life, you know, just animators that didn't animate any combat scenes prior to this, which is kind of interesting being that the show is based around all combat. But it was pretty good when we watched it. It was pretty decent. So for that to be their first time or first go at it wasn't bad. But they said the reason it was like that is because all the other animators were on different projects like Chainsaw Man, JJK, and Attack on Titan, and you know, other things. So
I just wanted to bring some Mappa news just to say they're not slowing down at all.
Oh yeah. Also, My Hero comes back.
Yeah.
In what, April?
April or May.
Or June. I think it was the 5th, whatever the 5th month is.
A lot of things are going to be coming back.
Yeah, May. Yeah, May.
How'd you feel about Undead?
It was pretty cool. We finally see the other Negators. Because remember, I was like, he was talking about another group of people. So we see them. They had their little moments. Andy and... what's her name?
Fuko?
Yeah. She's already all in.
You keep saying that episode.
Yeah, she's all in. Andy's kind of all in too, low-key. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty cool. Your ship, I guess you could say. Unrepair, I'm kind of confused exactly what he does, because, like...
I think he just can stop things from healing.
I don't know. They were about to shoot him with a gun, and then he just cut their heads off, and they were like, what? How did this happen so fast? So like
he, like, cut their necks, and then they were, like, trying to, like...
stop it from bleeding.
Stop it, and they couldn't stop it. But, I mean,
even if they put your hand, like, if somebody slits your throat and you put your hand on your throat, you're going to still bleed out. Like, that's
I didn't really get that. but they were trying to emphasize, so they couldn't.
Yeah, they couldn't stop it. The one dude is cool though. In like the hood, he speaks Japanese. I think he speaks.
Yeah, Chinese or Japanese.
Chinese or Japanese. He looks pretty cool. I don't know what his negator thing is. The one girl, does she have a power? She's a fortune teller. Yeah, but it doesn't always come true. They were saying like it's not. So she's not a negator. She just tells fortunes. Or is she a negator?
You don't think she's a negator?
She might be one. But they were saying your fortune wasn't true. Or the fortune was that he was going to get shot in the head, right? But he was able to stop it because he knew the fortune.
Maybe it's something like that.
Okay. And I don't know what the big guy does with the guns.
I feel like he's not even a negator.
Oh, you think he's just there?
I feel like he just, like, shoots. I feel like he's just, like, a military person. I don't know for sure. That's just the vibes I get.
And then we also saw the bad news about, because it didn't really make sense when Shin called up his assistant or whatever and was like, all right, I confirmed all languages are uniform in English. Because at first, because you know, the subtitles were still in Japanese, so I didn't really know what happened in that moment, like how he confirmed it, because it seemed like he just talked to her in whatever language he talked to. At first, what I thought that thing was going to do is whatever language you speak, the other person will be able to understand you, even if they don't know that language. That's what I thought it did, but that's not what it did. That just makes everybody speak English. But if you don't speak English, then they know you're a negator because you're speaking some language that they're like, what is right. that? What are you saying? So they've been able to catch all these negators because of that. So I didn't think that would be it's low key a punishment really, for them. More so than a reward.
Yeah.
And then this whole thing, it's like, it reminded me of Taken. You know, when his daughter got kidnapped and then he had to get on the boat and they were auctioning off people, like trafficking people, and they were bidders and everything. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
They're about to auction off the Negator. And then...
this reminded me of Tokyo Ghoul, too. Honestly, a couple different animes. I feel like there's a lot of auctions in animes.
So this was the episode was pretty good. That was pretty much it. Andy got back on his weirdo tip too for a little minute. Because he was like, I didn't get that. That was Victor. And then they had their little thing when he was chasing her. And then,
and Tatiana landed on him.
Yeah, Tatiana landed. And she was thinking that she gave him, like, a small bit of unluck because the touch was, like, just a little slap on the stomach, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
But it ended up, he got hit by a truck, and then eaten by, by a shark, washed up on shore, and then got landed on by Tatiana. Also, I don't know if you've seen the trailer. They put a trailer out for part two of Undead.
I didn't see it.
Okay, but basically part two was literally just the trailer was basically what's going to all happen next episode. But I'm assuming this arc was part one. But part two is still coming out this Friday. Like, it's not like they're taking a break or anything. It was just a trailer for part two. And I won't spoil it, but you see what Tatiana looks like. Okay. She's not just like she's a human inside of that metal ball.
Spoilers, God.
But I mean, we kind of assume that though.
No, I thought she was just a robot. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, you thought she was a robot?
Yeah.
I don't think a robot can take a seat though. I don't think it would count that.
Probably not. Yeah, but in my head, I was like, she's a robot.
Oh, and we also got to see the guy who's in the suit, the boxer. We saw him outside of his suit too this episode. Yeah. I think.
I wanted to ask, if you were Negator, would you join the Union or the terrorist group? Or neither?
What's the terrorist group trying to do? What they're trying to do? What are they trying to do? Kill all non-Negators or something?
Yeah, basically. They're trying to... It's probably like a ghetto plan, like, make Negators the top of society or something.
Then why'd they kill Unseen?
What's her name? Jules, I think she said, like, they just kill the ones that aren't really useful.
Oh, that have no use to them?
Yeah.
Kind of like what we do. That's what she said, too. She was like, we kind of do the same thing. So.
Yeah. Would you join?
I need to see more of what the unrepaired... I don't know exactly what their goal is. Because, I mean, they both kind of do the same things. But obviously, the Union wants to stop Ragnarok from happening. But they still kill Negators that they don't have use of. Or they just don't bother. Or they deem with them. Unburned, they didn't even go get him. They were just like, all right, he's just, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah, they kill the ones they deem dangerous.
Yeah, so. If I had a choice, probably the Union, because even though you would have to do work, but it's like, it's work to save the world, you know? And then with unrepaired, I still don't know exactly what they do, because they might have a good, you know, a good cause too. But they just go about it in an unjust way.
That's possible. For me, it really depends on my power. Like, if I got a trash power, I'd probably do neither. Just live as a regular person.
I don't know why they kill Unseen. They could use him to, like... Maybe he just didn't want to go with them. Because he's really useful. Or they cut his stomach open, remember? And he was just sitting there bleeding the whole time. And he was like, until you give me this information or something, I'm never going to stop it from... healing.
But is he... I don't know if he's confirmed dead. Or so. Yeah.
They also said if he closes his eyes, everything that he, like, is in his possession goes invisible along with him.
Right. But I was saying, like, at the end of the mission, didn't it point out the location of Unseen?
I think so. But Andy was saying one of them disappeared, and he thinks that's because somebody went and got the other one.
Okay. So we'll have to...
Or I think it showed Unrepair and Unseen disappeared off the map.
We'll see. I don't know. But if I had to pick, I'd say neither just because... Well, if my power is trash or just not useful in a combat setting...
Oh, yeah, then I wouldn't join either. I'd just be chilling. Yeah.
I would just, like, chill and try to learn English as fast as possible. But
that's what another thing is, like, if you know English and you're a Negator, you're really lucky because...
Yeah.
That just so happened to be the language that became universal.
Or you got to join the Union to get
But then you wouldn't know. You would also be like, why is everybody speaking only English or something like that? But the news might spread fast enough so you won't like get caught up and be like, dang. Or maybe you're like, in our case, we might be just watching anime. Let's say we were Negators. We were just watching anime and all of a sudden, all the anime is just in English. Like, it's no dub, no, like, it doesn't exist anymore. Like, what the heck? And then you type in on Google or something, why is all the anime in English now? And then there's no searches for, or no results for, like, dub or anything.
Yeah.
Because you're the only people searching for it. Then and the there CIA be any or, news then the or FBI, anything because then the FBI everyone... comes to your house. Why are you searching different languages?
That would be crazy.
Different languages. What are you searching? They pull up, knock on your door. Like, what's hey,
a different language? That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
And one other thing about Undead, and we can be done with it. When Fuko was talking about, like, she was, like, talking about the negators that were in the auction, and she was like, well, I don't know if it would, like, would it really be better to be in the Union or be sold in one of these auctions? And I was like, I would definitely rather be in the Union than be in the auction. It's like, what? That didn't make any sense. And then I thought about, like, our, like, slave versus, like, rebellion.
Yeah.
Conversation for, like, Vinland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I guess it depends on
who buys you.
The person who buys you. But, like, more likely than not, they're not going to be good. If they're, like, in the underworld and, like, a mafia person, they probably won't be good. So that was a little weird to me. But Undead, I liked the episode. I'm more excited for next episode. I feel like this was more of a build-up type episode.
They went and got dresses and clothes and stuff and trying on stuff. Yeah, this is like filler build-up.
Did you see that Kaiju number 8 will be streaming on Twitter?
On Twitter? Only Twitter?
Yes. It will also be simultaneously casting on Crunchyroll, but it is coming to Twitter. The first anime
I didn't see that.
To just stream on Twitter.
On Twitter. I didn't see that.
I just brought that up just because I've been watching. What you say?
Oh, I thought you were going to say because I sent you the trailer.
Oh, no. I brought it up because I've been watching a lot of the streaming services, and I feel like they've been making some weird moves lately, and some of the players are kind of stepping out or merging with other ones, and the shows are taking weird choices, like this one coming to X and other ones. I feel like it's going to get really interesting. I don't know who's going to watch it on X, but, well, I don't have Crunchyroll. Maybe I will. I don't know.
Then you gotta pay?
I don't know. They didn't say. I don't know if it's like Twitter Blue or if it's just Twitter.
Okay.
So we'll see. I just wanted to bring that up, bring it to people's attention. Did you catch up with Kenshin?
Yeah. Okay. I watched everything. I watched, remember, we were just about to talk about how, like, he's, returning back to Batosai, and
he was
Hitoriki. Once a Hitoriki, always a Hitoriki.
Batosai.
And, he gave her a hug and left, and she was like, Kenshin, don't go!
Yeah.
And she was crying. Like, bruh.
Do you think we'll see these characters again? I don't know.
He said he would come back after. He was like, I'm going to Kyoto and I got to handle some business, but once I'm done, hopefully I can return to being a Rurouni again.
Okay. So maybe it'll just be a while.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole arc without them. We'll see.
But basically the whole revolution just fell apart. They killed every single person that was like in charge.
Yeah,
like every single person who fought to get this new age in Japan has been assassinated, and now the only people left are people who are like are unfit, and then you got the other dude who like is the predecessor to Kenshin, who basically survived. They say they burnt this man alive.
They killed him. They killed his body first, and then they burned
him. Burnt his body, and he's still alive. Like, bro, what are we talking about
with the show? The unrealistic. How you kill somebody and burn their corpse, and they're still alive?
So yeah,
I just don't get it.
I don't know. And it seems like he's way better than Kenshin. I ain't gonna lie.
You think he's better?
I think so.
Wait, based off of what?
Based off his aura.
his aura.
I mean, bro, we only saw him at the end.
Bro, they killed him and burnt him alive, and he's still here. Maybe it's not him. I don't think it's the same person. Because there's no way you can confirm somebody's dead and burn their body, and they're still living. There's
that's
no
what I'm
way.
Saying.
That's so maybe it's some dude that's, like, posing as that guy. But then he sent that young assassin to kill the guy that Kenshin was supposed to meet.
That was crazy. I didn't expect that at all.
I didn't either. And he clapped him so quick. And then it got framed because those dudes were going to try to kill him anyway.
That was
and
so
then
weird.
They were like, he's already dead. Well, we killed him now. And then they all just start stabbing his dead body. I'm like, oh my God.
There are no witnesses. That was so weird. But it really felt like something that would really happen in real life.
Yeah. Cause I mean that's what they were going to do anyway, and they wanted the glory for it. So they're like, "We didn't do it, but there's no witnesses, and we're gonna, you know, take the blame for it." I thought that dude could fight, but I guess not.
Nah,
cause he got assassinated super easily. The kid just snuck into the thing, covered his mouth, and then just stabbed him in the chest with no resistance.
Yeah. Would you be able to be an assassin?
If I was trained, you're saying like, would I be able to go and kill people without feeling anything?
Yeah,
probably not, unless it was like a circumstance where I kind of was born into it. Like I'm pretty sure some of them were born. I mean, it's a different society too. You got to remember that. Like,
yeah,
samurais,
let's say it's
ninjas,
like this society,
and that was like a job that was necessary. I think I could do it. I think I could be an assassin with the right training. Would I feel okay with it? It depends on who I'm working for. I couldn't be like the one guy who's just like, well, his whole thing is like he'll kill any evil at the source.
Yeah.
The wolf guy, he was like, no matter, I stop evil in its tracks. No matter who it is, evil needs to be killed or eliminated. Which I think is like true, you know, like him and Kenshin essentially fight for the same thing. Kenshin was even saying that, like, we have a lot in common, even though we're on different sides of the war. But we both end up fighting for what we think is right and killing what we deem as evil, which can be a very rocky slope.
Say, it's really up to you.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe.
I feel like in this time period, I could do it. In today's time period, I don't think I could
no,
do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like in this time period, it's like, I don't know. Partly because it's fictional, it feels so unreal. I think I could get into the role, like common day, like I don't know, like sitting behind a sniper rifle for hours.
Yeah, for hours. Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't do that. Let me see. I mean, what if you were Kenshin? Would you take this job?
I mean, he kind of has to. Literally, his whole reason for fighting and being like Batosai was to create this world, and it's literally crashing down in front of his eyes. So it's kind of like,
yeah.
Did I just waste my time killing all these people just for what we fought for to not even come to fruition? You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it'd be like that. I mean, he don't have to do this.
I mean, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. He can just see the whole society burn down and get transformed into something else. But, you know what I'm saying? Joined the revolution to stop whatever you think is about to happening. So you might as well just go finish the job.
My thing is, like, even if he kills this guy, there still isn't really
anybody
much
to replace
people
those figures
to run the government.
Yeah, but I think the problem is that group and that guy will become the government, which is probably worse than, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Can come, so.
I guess it really is just pick your poison. Do you think it's easier to build a
and
new
plus,
society?
And plus, if he doesn't go, they would come to him eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
Or did they say, if you don't mess with us, we won't come in mess with you?
I think he said that. I don't think they necessarily have a hit out for Kenshin. If he was just minding his business.
If he's just minding his business, yeah.
Do you think it's easier to build a society or take one
or
down?
Or destroy it? That was an interesting... That's what he was like. It's easier to destroy a society than to build a new one. I think that is partially true. I think it is probably easier to destroy than to build a new one. Because to build a new one, you would have to destroy anyway. Well, you don't necessarily have to destroy it. But, like, if you don't destroy it, then people will always cling to the past.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to destroy it. But once you destroy it, can you build something new?
he was saying like, what was it? It was like 30 years, like 10 years.
Yeah, nothing really changed since the end. And he was like, he feels like he hasn't done any work. Or nothing's really been added. They just replaced something and it's not even really. I don't know. But then what's his name? Sinosuke? Is that his name?
Yeah.
He was saying like he can see the vision now because he saw everybody at the party and like everybody was having their own lives, doing their own things, and everyone was interacting with each other. Even though he didn't agree with this being the new era, but he can see the vision, you know, of something better. So.
Yeah, I can definitely see the vision. And he, and the guy before he died, he was talking about making it democratic, right?
He wanted a state,
a nation state?
A nation state where everybody can have their own choice in what they want to be.
Okay. Does that not mean, is that different from democratic?
America.
I don't even know what Japan's government is now.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I tried to look up the other day. It says they have a prime minister. I don't know if they vote for them or if it's like a monarchy type thing. I don't know how it works.
Hold on one second. I have to switch my battery. My headset, but it was a. I didn't think that dude was gonna die. That went to go talk to Kenshin. Either. That was very unexpected. And then the guy walked past Kenshin, and Kenshin like barely noticed him.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm thinking, like, yeah, that's what I'm like. I'm like, bro, they might be really like that because he didn't.
Kenshin's probably gonna get. He's gonna have to get stronger.
But I don't know if he has to get stronger low-key because he trashed old dude once he got back into that mode and once he returned to... Because he stabbed him once. He was like, whoa, that move was harder than my first one. And he was able to deflect it. And he's injured. So I'm not going to say that new guy is stronger than Kenshin, but he might be on the same level. The wolf guy definitely would have died if Kenshin was just already... You know, on 10. Especially after he was like, you showed me the same move 3 times in a row. Like, yeah. What the heck? Like, come on.
My
now.
Concern is just Kenshin's by himself.
Yeah, but he's always fought solo. But you're saying that guy has the assassins?
Yeah, he has like a squad.
He'll have some. I think he'll have somebody with him. I think him and the wolf guy will come across paths again.
That'll be cool. We'll see, though. See. I don't think I have anything else for Kenshin.
I don't have anything really either. I feel like these characters aren't going to be gone, though. I feel like it just wouldn't make sense. Unless it's just... I mean, he is going to a different city. I mean, they won't travel with him, but... Maybe we won't see him anymore.
Unless they follow him.
Yeah, which would be stupid. She literally just gets in the way.
I kind of feel bad. Cause I feel like... Do you think Kenshin purposely... only said goodbye to her? It kind of felt that way.
Yeah, because the other dudes don't really care that much.
What other dude?
The kid and Sinosuke and Megumi.
They care.
They care, but they understand. Like, all right, he has to go, you know, he has to go handle business. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I got that vibe. I feel like, bro, they were all saying, like, we
Sinosuke,
don't want Kenshin to
Sinosuke
leave.
was like, he was kind of right. He is the most, I feel like he understands the most, like when Kenshin has to go do stuff, he has to go do stuff, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely the most understanding.
And then the kid is just like, Kenshin, you know, he's cool, but.
Well, kid don't
really
understand
just wanted him to
anything.
Teach. Yeah, he will. No, because he was the only one who was like, it seems like you guys caused this problem. Now you want Kenshin to clean it up. And that's pretty much what it was. Like, he was the only one being real. I don't think he thinks he'll never see Kenshin again. She feels like she'll never see him again.
Okay.
But I feel like the other people don't feel that way.
I guess we'll see.
They're kind of like, I'll see him when I see him. And she's just like, I don't want to not ever see him again. I don't want him to leave. Which is low-key kind of crazy, because it's like, bruh, you...
I mean, she's in love with him.
Yeah, like... I mean, he did save her life in her store, or her building and everything, so...
Yeah, like, she's in love with him. But... we'll see. And I don't know when it's supposed to come out, but we'll see eventually.
Let's see.
What was your episode of the week?
Episode of the week, JJK. Either JJK or Kenshin. I might say Kenshin.
They're both good. I understand both. I'd say JJK, but Kenshin was also really good.
The only reason I didn't say JJK is because the fight with Mahito was good, but it wasn't. I think I just got spoiled with Sukuna versus Maharaga and Jogo. You know what I mean?
What do you mean spoiled? Like animation wise?
Yeah. Like I was expecting this Mahito fight to be on that level. But it was good, but it wasn't like on that level. And then when he did Boogie Woogie, that was kind of funny. I liked it, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't crazy. I was hoping to see more like stuff when he did his first Black Flash. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. On that scale.
They were also lower scale fighters.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Definitely lower scale fighters. But you know, the comeback is still, because think about when they first when Toto and Yuji first fought
Hanami.
Yeah, Hanami. Like that was lower scale, but they were, you know, the claps, and then she had the tree roots in the sky and they were running on the roots, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was better than this, if I'm gonna be honest.
Like animation wise,
yeah,
it probably was. There's definitely a lot more going on.
So like, that's the only reason I can't give it to JJK.
Okay.
And then I did like when Yuji, you know, snapped. And he was like, you know, that's what it is. I'm just a cog in the machine, and my job is to kill curses. And then Mahito was crying, which is like, all right, bro.
That was funny. That's probably my moment of the week. Now that you remind me.
It was like, I liked it, but I didn't like it at the same time. Because it was like, it was such an ugly cry. It was like, all right, bro. It's like,
I think the voice acting for Mahito in general is really good. I think they're good. I don't know who they are, their name, but I feel like they're really good. Like, Mahito just reminded me of, like, a baby.
Yeah. I mean, he is only, like, a year old.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how old like Jogo and Hanami was.
Hanami were, yeah.
But he was so babyish. Like everything he did and said, now that I look back, he was just like a child. Animation moment. I think it covers everything. My animation is JJK.
Yeah, I'll give animation to JJK as well. Moment of the week, though. I guess the whole Yuji thing, but I'm not going to lie. I was more surprised that when old dude got killed inside the carriage.
Okay. That was also really surprising.
I was like, what the heck? What's happening? No, and the dude was running down. He caught up to a carriage barefoot, bro. He was like snap vanishing towards the carriage. And then just opened the door and
you could see him running?
Yeah, it was like little lines, like speed lines.
Kenshin gonna have an issue. Kenshin gonna have an issue. I wonder if that other dude will come back. The leader of the last group.
Oh, the wolves?
Were they the wolves? You know, the guy, like the...
That Paul Kenshin? Oh, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, with the band of misfits.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take him, Kenshin, and the wolf guy to beat this dude. I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to take them three.
That'll be cool. A mixing of worlds. I think that's all I got for anime this week. Did you see Jonathan Majors?
Yeah, I saw that. He was found guilty. But, like, the charges were... I don't know. This is one thing about, like, the justice system in general. Like, the way they name charges make them sound worse than what they are. You know what I mean? Because, like, when you really look at what he got charged guilty with, they're saying he was guilty because he was, like, pushing her back in the car. And then when he ran away, he pushed her away to run away. And then they also said like harassment for basically like verbal abuse and emotional harassment, pretty much. But like, it just says assault, and then the other one says harassment, but it didn't really like define exactly what he's guilty of that falls under that umbrella. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of like trash in the sense of like the person that is found guilty of certain charges. Because for instance, you can get charged with something, like let's say you're charged for assault, right? But they don't tell you they don't explain exactly what happened under that umbrella of assault that can, you know.
There's not enough context.
Yeah, it's not enough context.
Just makes it look
crazy. Now, I'm not saying he's not guilty. I wasn't there. But I do think it's like, dang, from the video, from what I've seen, it looked like he was running away. It looked like she was harassing him to me. But, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't in the courthouse. I didn't hear both sides of the story. That's all I know is the video. Also, he got dropped from Marvel, which kind of sucks because, like, he was literally, like, on top of the world, low-key. I ain't gonna lie. He was getting a lot of roles. He was going to be the new Thanos for the MCU. But, yeah, man, it sucks.
Yeah, I just hate to see it. Like you're saying, like, I don't know who's guilty of what or who's innocent because I wasn't there. But yeah, like the charges make it look so
bad. It sounds so bad. Yes. But then when I look it up, everybody's just saying like essentially he was just too, they say he was too rough in his pursuit to evade. And I'm like, what?
That's nuts. Yeah.
That's what the nuts. Heck, but okay.
I tried too hard to get away from you.
Yeah. And then but I did see somebody comment. I don't know if you know who this guy is. Run JD Run.
I've heard the name.
So he's like a YouTuber, but his dad is what's his name? Witherspoon. He played Granddad in Boondocks, and then he was also in Friday. You know, okay. Craig's dad.
Yeah.
So he's like he was a famous actor, but he was saying that someone he knew used to date Jonathan, and they said he used to be verbally abusive and emotionally abusive. Not like physically though, but he would kind of like be a little manipulative and verbally abused. I don't know if you heard the sound bites when he was like, I need you to be
no, I know my, you're talking about my Coretta Scott King.
You're my Coretta Scott King and stuff like that. I ain't gonna lie, I listened to that part. Other than him referencing to a white woman that she should be like a black woman, which is like people kind of, I don't think that's crazy. That's not what, yeah, people on Twitter are saying, like, how you gonna ask a white woman to be a black woman? But that's not what
he was saying.
He was just saying, like, I'm in this position, you know, like, I got a lot going on and I have a lot of responsibility. You can't be out here acting crazy because you're with me. And if you're acting crazy, then they're gonna come back to me and think I'm also crazy because you out here acting crazy. And essentially, right, he was saying, just don't be out here acting crazy because I got too much to lose and you're attached to me. So if you're acting crazy, it also falls on me, even though I'm not you, and vice versa. That's what it sounded like he was saying to me. Now, obviously, you know, on Twitter, people are going to go overboard and be like, you really chose this white woman to be Coretta Scott King. I don't even know who that is. So it's like the memes, right? It's the memes. But in terms of like in a relationship, what he was saying is not crazy to say to your partner, like, hey, you know, like, I don't want you to be out here acting wild because it'll make me look crazy, and vice versa. Yeah. I'm not going to be out here acting wild because it'll make you look crazy, which is completely fair, 100%. They also said some stuff like there's text messages of him saying he would like kill himself or something like that if she keeps acting crazy. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know how much. So that's like, you know, that's emotional. That's manipulating somebody to act a certain way because you're saying you're going to harm yourself. So I could get that as being I guess that's harassment. I don't know.
It's not assault.
It's I don't know.
Emotional manipulation.
Yeah,
which emotional goes manipulation. On every day, to be honest.
It goes on every day. So, you know, I can't really, I don't know. You know, I don't know enough. Outside looking in, it seems like a whole bunch of hoopla. If this man is emotionally abusing people, that's not okay. Should you get charged with a crime for that? I don't think so. I think you should go get him some therapy and, you know, some counseling to fix that. If he's not like physically harming somebody, I don't, you know.
Yeah, that's
not to say that emotional harm and mental harm is not the same as physical harm, because it can definitely be the same.
It's just way different.
Like, there are so many parents right now emotionally abusing their children right now. Yeah. Like, and no one is, like, they're getting not going to get thrown in jail.
Yeah, or
harassment or anything. It's just, like, it's just the truth. Like, verbally, you have freedom of speech. You can say what you want for the most part. Like, if someone's mean to you, or saying things that are, like, manipulative or whatever, it's definitely not good, but it's not a crime. Per se,
unless it's like money or something attached to it, then it becomes a crime. Yeah,
so
black it's whatever, or something like that. But yeah, I think it just sucks, you know, because he was
essentially he was literally at the top of the world.
Yeah, at the top of the world. Yeah, so
sucks to see it. And of course, everyone's going like, shouldn't have been a white woman.
Yeah,
should have been a white girl.
Hey man, gotta stay away from that snow, man.
Don't play in the snow.
don't play in the snow. It's cold out there, man. It's cold. You might get frostbite. You might get frostbite. So yeah, man. I don't know, man. It's tough.
I don't know. I don't know where Marvel's gonna go.
They said they
might
pivot to Doctor Doom being the main villain. It's kind of good because they're coming out with a Fantastic Four movie, which is something they could do. They could also just recast freaking Kang because it's infinite variants, so they don't have to look exactly the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they even showed variants in Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, when they went to a different universe. You know, it was other Iron Man and other heroes who didn't look the same. Like, Peggy was Captain America.
Right.
So they could just, you know, they could just do something like along those lines, just recast them. But yeah,
I gotta get to work. Any final thoughts for any of our shows or just anything?
Nah, that's about it.
Okay.
Oh, happy holidays!
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, next week is Christmas. I forgot.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Got all my gifts coming today from Amazon.
Oh, I haven't I don't think I'm getting anything for Christmas. I haven't asked for anything. But it's also like, with me, it's like I always get everything I want when I want it. So it's like I don't exactly wait until Christmas to get it. So it's just like, I don't know.
That's kind of how I am, too. The only reason I got gifts and am getting gifts is because Mariah wants to do gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So she bought me stuff. I had to buy her stuff. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be getting any gifts, probably. Or getting or receiving.
Yeah.
Or giving and receiving, I should say.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, I don't really need anything. But happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate. Happy New Year. We'll probably make an episode before New Year.
Yeah,
peace out.
Peace.